This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you saw the Disney movie Frozen here in the U.S., then your Princess Anna sounded like the actress Kristen Bell, because she was voiced by Kristen Bell. But for the huge and expanding Chinese market, Princess Anna had the voice of our next guest. Her name's Janet Shea, and she's not a professional voice actor, though she's done some TV hosting. She came on to tell us about doing this unusual job. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So how did this happen?
I ask myself every single day. Well, so I've been working in Taiwan for the past 12 years, and I've been doing a travel show for the Discovery Channel. And basically, I've been practicing my Mandarin for the past, 12 years, and somebody from Disney called and said that they would love for us to be the voice of Anna because they thought that my personality is very similar to her. And our first reaction was, well, are you sure you want me to do this in Chinese? Because I do have an accented Mandarin. But it turned out fine. I mean, they gave me a voice coach, and, every other word that I said probably a little bit wrong, they would just have me say that over and over again. And then when it actually came out, it was me as Anna, just with a slightly Taiwanese, Chinese, American accent.
Right. I mean, you're from Houston, Texas. Do you think the audiences who saw this, who spoke Mandarin, kind of clued in on that?
You know, I did ask around, and then I posted it on Facebook, and I was wondering, what do people hear? And they said that they don't hear the accent. Once you get into the character, you actually don't hear Janet, per se. I mean, you see Princess Anna, and you think this is just a Mandarin-speaking Princess Anna.
Can you make a living doing this?
You actually can. You know, I'm not a professional voice actor, but my coaches, for example, and, for the other voices of the other characters, they had, professionals come in, and they got paid, some by case, some by hour. It really depends on how you negotiate the contract.
What's it like to voice a cartoon? I mean, physically, how do you do it?
So physically, you're just in a studio, and you're not speaking with anybody else. So you're acting with yourself and the microphone. And I got a few tips. For example, you're supposed to lift up your head. So the microphone is actually slightly above normal height, and that's so that you can project your voice. And then other than that, a few scenes where, you have to scream or whatnot, I'll actually physically step back and just scream my lungs out. But then you're standing a little bit further from the microphone.
Disney princesses are sort of an iconic thing. What's it like to be a part of that canon in a way?
When I was asked to be princess, any kind of princess, I was immediately just, jumping up and down on my bed, as princesses do. And yeah, when I have the DVDs, like, this is seriously, I'm going to buy an entire truck full of Frozen DVDs to pass out to everybody and anybody who wants one, just because it's so, so fun to be a part of the process.
Janet Shea did the Mandarin voiceover for Princess Anna in Frozen. Thank you so much.
No problem.